Shir number 57. So the Chayvus Halavavus in Shara Bitachin Perek Dalid is talking about a person not putting himself in a makam of sakana. And the first option that will happen Chas V'Shalom to a person in a makam sakana is that he won't make it out of that makam sakana. And the Chayvus Halavavus explained why a person is not allowed to put himself into a makam sakana relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he ends up dying, so he will be punished for that. But the second option that could happen when a person puts himself in a makam sakana, shamnam yinatzel be'ezus haber me sakana, he may be saved be'ezus Hashem from that sakana. Ava ye'abed al yedei kach es chuyosav, but he loses merits, he loses chusim, he uses them up. Ve'yafsid es charei, and once he uses them up and he uses them, this is his reward for those chusim. He won't get reward for those chusim in olam haba. Like Chazal said, in Masechta Shabbos, "Lo'ilam al yamir adam b'mkayim sakana." A person should not stand in a dangerous place. V'yoymar she'oisin lo'neis, and rely on the fact that Hashem will do a neis. Number one, Shema ein oisim lo'neis. First of all, who says Hashem will perform a miracle? V'moisim lo'neis, and even if Hashem does, menakin lo'im ischuyosav, they will detract from his merits. But Yaakov Avinu Lava Shalom Omar, just like Yaakov Avinu said, Katointi Mikola Chasadim, I have been minimized from all of the Chasadim. Pirish Betar Gamunkulus, Ziran Zachvasai, Mikol Chastin Mikol Tavvon. My Zchuyois, my merits have been minimized, have become smaller, have become less because of all the Chasadim. So those are the two options that could happen in a Makam Sakana. Neither of them are optimal, and therefore a person is not supposed to put himself in a makam sakana and just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Chayvus Halavavus, Uchamayi she'esbarnu b'mashanegea l'chayim l'amoves. And just like we explained in relation to life and death, Kenevar Gam will also explain she'mechayvus ha'odam, a person has obligation l'chazer achareyem tzoyim shal yodam yasigas habriyus, to find mediums and ways that a person should achieve and have health, as hamazon, food, as albasha, clothing, as hadira, home, as hamidos, hatoivos, and everything that happens to him. V'shem echayvase leharchik mi'alav, and he has obligation to distance from himself, as kol ma she'omed b'nigul lemtzoyim eila, whatever is in contrast, and whatever is keneged these mediums, these modes that a person has to achieve these things in Olam Hazeh. Val afsha brura loy hu amuna, and even though it's clear to person that he has amuna, ki emtzoyim eina mo'ilim loy b'muma, person knows clearly that all of these ways, all these avenues, they don't really help a minute amount. Lasik dvarim eila, they're not really helping him achieve his food, his clothing, his dira. Elim abari yisbarach gazer al kach, he knows clearly that if Hashem has decreed he should get it. I'm sorry. Elim yisbarach gazer al kach, he has decreed that even though Hashem has decreed that he is going to get it, still, as we spoke about Barichus in the last parak, person is obligated to make a hishtaldus and to find the medium and the modes and the avenues to get what he needs. And just like a farmer, he has to plow his land, and he has to clear it out from thorns, and he has to plant it, and he has to water it. And together with all of this work, he has to rely on Hashem that Hashem will make his effort successful and guard him from any damage. Give him a lot of grain, and send his blessing in the land. And just like it's not proper for the person to leave his land without working it and without planting, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem wants the land to grow wheat, it'll grow wheat and I'll have what I need. What do I need to plant it for? If Hashem wants it to grow wheat, it could grow wheat without planting. We understand that a person is not allowed to do that, because you have to make your ishtadlus. And yes, could Hashem make wheat grow without anyone planting it? Of course he could. But Hashem wants a person to put his efforts into it, that activates, and that activates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, providing the person which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already been geyser that he is going to get. Kach gam bali hamalacha vatsichrim vatschirim mitzuvim lechazer achar panasasam. So too, any bali hamalacha, any seicharim, any businessmen, any schirim, hired people, are mechuyev, are commanded to go and find a parnasa. Kalechad ayidei miktsoi. Every person according to his talents, and every person according to what he's good at. V'yacharim ze oleyam livteach belikim. Together with the ishtadlus, person has to have bitachon in Hashem, shaparnasa nesuna biyodei v'shusai, that the parnasa is really dependent on Hashem. V'shu arev lo'odam shetiyalei parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a guarantor that a person will have parnasa. V'shu biyodei lahamtziyosai le'odam derech eze garem sheyirtze. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his hand and his power and his ability to give a person his parnasa in any which way which Hashem sees fit. Whether it's the goyrem that a person thinks, the amtsoi, the mode that the person thinks, or whether not. And a person should not think that the goyrem, that the parnasa that he's chosen, that this job that he's chosen, this trade that he's chosen, this profession that he's chosen, is the actual goyrem, that's the cause that will actually help him or detract from him from what he's supposed to get. That is just the medium that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to make your hishtadlus in. How a person's parnasa is going to actually come, and how much of a person's parnasa is actually going to come, that's all tali in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the Chayav HaSalvavos is going to continue with this thought as we continue the next share.